Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The list of Trump loyalists jumping ship continues to grow. Staff members such as Secretary of Transportation Elaine Chao and former White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney have resigned after yesterday's insurrection. Even Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said this last night.
Trump and I, we've had a hell of a journey. I hate it being this way. Oh, my God, I hate it. From my point of view, he's been a consequential president. But today, first thing you'll see, all I can say is count me out. Enough is enough.
What is next for the GOP after being a relatively united party for the past 4 years? For that question and answer, we're going to have Alice Stewart, CNN political commentator and former communications director for Ted Cruz's presidential campaign, here with us now to talk about this. And Alice, several Democrats have asked for invoking the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. And now we have Republicans like Illinois Representative Adam Kinzinger calling for this to happen. He says, quote, the president is unfit. The president is unwell. Do you believe this action should be taken?
Tanya, thank you for having me. It's an important and consequential day in our history, for sure. I think Kinzinger brought up some very important points. What the president has done in the last 48 hours is reprehensible. And I think there's certainly room for censure and consequences for the actions of this president and others who called for this mob march on the Capitol yesterday. I am concerned the fact that we have 2 weeks left in this administration and what potentially an angry Donald Trump can do in the White House. And I think being in social media timeout is not enough. So whether it is removing him from office or taking strong actions to censure him in some other way is not out of the question. And I think we'll probably be hearing more voices like this because the uncertainty of what could come looms large.
Okay, so you are very concerned. You see invoking the 25th Amendment as a possibility. Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, who has long been a critic of President Trump, has strongly condemned the president's actions. He actually also made a plea for truth-telling. Let's listen.
What happened here today was an insurrection incited by the president of the United States. Those who choose to continue to support his dangerous gambit by objecting to the results of a legitimate democratic election will forever be seen as being complicit in an unprecedented attack against our democracy. Fairly or not, they'll be remembered for their role in this shameful episode in American history. That will be their legacy. I salute Senator Langford and Loeffler and Braun and Daines, and I'm sure others, who in the light of today's outrage have withdrawn their objection. For any who remain insistent on an audit in order to satisfy the many people who believe that the election was stolen, I'd offer this perspective. No congressional audit is ever going to convince these voters, particularly when the president will continue to say that the election was stolen. The best way we can show respect for the voters who were upset is by telling them the truth.
Alice, do you think this call to reason is going to work? Taking this question about what's next for the GOP, how do those in the Republican Party that agree with Senator Romney address the fact that Trump's base is still very much invigorated and not likely to just disappear after Inauguration Day?
It's such an important aspect of this. And Tanya, I think the chaplain, when he spoke this morning, said it best when he said that lies have consequences. And what we need to make sure is that we speak truth, and we need to make sure that we know that words matter. The power of life and death is in the tongue. And the more that people in Congress, Republicans and Democrats, can speak truth to power and truth to these election results, the better. Because I agree with Senator Romney. A lot of these people that came to Washington and stormed the Capitol are not going to believe the election results unless they are told repeatedly, not just by other Republicans, but by this president, that the outcome of the election is sound. And for the president to come out and say he will agree to a peaceful transfer of power is one thing, but he also needs to fully explain that there was not widespread election fraud. He needs to say that it is time to accept the results of this election and stop misleading the American people and get them on board with this idea, because until the president acknowledges this himself, those people will not acknowledge it either. And the more we can continue to speak truth about this election, that will go a long way to absolving some of the tension and anxiety that we have here. Look, I am all for freedom of speech. I am all for making your voice be heard, but your voice is heard at the ballot box. And it was heard on November 3rd. It was heard this week in Georgia. And any questions to the contrary should be dealt in a more dignified way and not by storming the Capitol.
And Alice, that appeal to truth seems to be resonating with some Trump supporters. Last night, a woman who says she voted for Trump, her name is Tammy from Boise, she called into C-SPAN and asked this. Let's listen.
I just have one question. I wanted to know if my president lied to me today. And if he did, I want him to tell me. And more importantly, I want him to tell the family of the woman that got shot and killed today. I voted for him. I voted for him. I'm sorry.
Alice, can the party in its current state regain the trust of voters like Tammy, who, after seeing what happened yesterday, actually feel misled?
Yeah, Tanya, that sound is heartbreaking, and there's a lot of people that feel that way. And to answer her question, yes, he lied to her, and yes, he has been inaccurate about the election results. And the good news is that there are people in Washington and of the Republican Party that are not going to lie to the American people, Mitt Romney being one. We had Tom Cotton, who stood up from the very beginning, the senator from Arkansas, saying that we need to be truthful about these elections and accept the results and repudiate this mob violence. So while what we saw yesterday was horrific and disturbing, those people are not representative of the Republican Party, and leaders out there in the Republican Party that have stood up and condemned that activity and stood by the election results, those are the voices that we will continue to hear and that will continue to come to the forefront. Because while we have two more weeks of President Trump in office, the good thing and the positive aspect for the Republican Party, it is bigger than one person. It is bigger than one man. It's bigger than one movement. The heart and soul of the Republican Party, Tanya, is strong. And the policies and the values that people stand for in this party are strong. And they will be there when Donald Trump leaves office.
But at this point, do you feel like that's still aspirational? Because we still have other wings of the party, which include your former employer, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri and several other senators. I mean, what is the strategy there? Are those that continue to stick with President Trump banking on him remaining a leader in the Republican Party? Are they jockeying?
Well, that's a question certainly that they would have to answer. But obviously, they do see some value in having the support of the president and his supporters. But we also have people like Senator Kelly Loeffler, that ran and lost for Senate in Georgia. She came out after the violence yesterday and said that she is not going to oppose the certification of the electoral votes. So as more daylight is put on the reality of the danger of the actions of this president, more Republicans will understand that that's not where this party needs to go. And that is not being Pollyanna-ish about it. That is being actual. The people we saw are not representative of the party. We had more than 70 million Republicans come out and vote for the Republican ticket. And their voices were not reflected in Washington yesterday. And I think it's important to keep that in mind, that what we saw was not the Republican Party. That was a small faction of angry far right supporters. And it's not reflective of the party as a whole.
perhaps a small fraction, but do you think that there's a third way then? We've heard quite a few people float this idea of going beyond a two-party system. Is that something that we can seriously consider, the idea that perhaps a more moderate or pro-Trump supporters actually create another party?
I could see, Tanya, truthfully, if Trump decides he wants to continue to be involved in politics and wants to raise money and have axe to grinds against people that have stood up to him, it's not out of the question or realm of possibility for a Trump party to form or some version of that. But I have been a Republican long enough, and I have enough trust in our party that it will survive this. And there have been tough times, and we will have an autopsy after this election and look at action items that need to be done and learn from this and grow from this. But as I said, this party was strong before Donald Trump came and I believe took over this party, and it will be strong when he leaves.
There is a lot to consider and continue to examine. In the days, weeks, and months and years ahead, we'll be talking about this moment in history for quite some time. That's Alice Stewart, CNN political commentator and former communications director for Ted Cruz's presidential campaign. As always, Alice, thank you so much.
Tanya, thank you.